I'm Liam Connors with VPR News. Governor Peter Shumlin announced today that the state will test additional manufacturing sites around Vermont for PFOA, a suspected carcinogen that's been found in North Bennington and Pownall. The Department of Environmental Conservation says it's tracked down 11 other locations that might have used the chemical. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
The state first discovered elevated levels of PFOA in North Bennington in February. Since then, Commissioner Alyssa Shuren says her staff's been pouring through company records from across Vermont to discover where PFOA-tainted supplies might have been used in manufacturing. The companies that will be tested include wire coating and semiconductor manufacturers, which have both been linked to PFOA. Shuren says two locations where firefighting foam was used will also be tested.
So we started with the existing literature that was out there across the country. Then we looked at, in Vermont, the types of industries that had been outlined in those literature reviews, and we picked up the phone and we called them. Once we got that information from the different companies, we had a list that we felt like was a reasonable list to start sampling from.
It's been a challenge to identify the companies because before it was fully phased out in 2015, PFOA was unregulated, and companies were not required to track their use of the chemical. Shuren says water will be tested near the IBM facility in Essex, along with eight other locations in Chittenden County. Water near the Phoenix Wire Company in South Hero and the Vermont Fire Academy in Pittsford will also be tested. Initial tests will be conducted near each site, and if more contamination is discovered, additional testing will be done. The Department of Environmental Conservation has been pushed to its limits, addressing the contamination in North Bennington and Pownall. Shuren says the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency will play a greater role in taking on some of the additional testing, which will continue for 3 to 4 weeks. And she says the state will make sure companies are held accountable if PFOA is discovered in the environment.
We will need to identify responsible parties in each of these cases if tests come back positive in order to kind of sustain the level of effort that we've been putting in the North Bennington, Bennington and Pownall areas. And we will look to those companies either to voluntarily cover the cost or, and if not, it's voluntary, then we'll need to move to more legal options.
Shuren told lawmakers last week that the state's Environmental Contingency Fund, which is being used to address the water crisis, will be drained by the end of the year if the department continues to use the money. Shuren stressed that her department doesn't believe there's widespread contamination across the state, and the sites are being tested to be proactive. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.